Welcome to Central Stage, where we feature artists and recitals from the School of Music at Central Michigan University. I'm Sue Gamble, Professor Emeritus of Music Education, and your host for Central Stage. And today we're going to be listening to music for jazz ensemble. It's coming from a concert given at the Music Building on the campus of Central Michigan University on November 5th, 2017. And I am delighted to say that joining me in the studio is Professor of Jazz Studies, Rob Smith. Welcome, Rob.
Thank you, Sue. It's great to be here.
Always wonderful to have you. This is the CMU Jazz Lab 1 that is performing in these pieces. The first piece, interesting, called Yes or No,
yeah,
which is interesting, by Wayne Shorter and arranged by Steve Owen.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, by the title, it sounds like he can't make up his mind a little bit, but it's actually a really great classic composition, of course,
okay,
by Wayne Shorter, who's one of the leading jazz players for the last 6 decades. I believe he's 85 this year.
Oh, so no kidding.
He's been around a while, done a lot of things.
Is he still composing, as far as you know?
Yes, still composing and performing.
What does he play?
Saxophone.
Okay.
And this is an interesting arrangement that was done by a younger saxophone player named Steve Owen,
mm-hmm,
when he was at the University of North Texas as a student. But it's a great arrangement of this tune. So.
Okay.
And features our two alto saxophone players.
Let's go ahead and listen to this. This is Yes or No by Wayne Shorter and arranged by Steve Owens, being performed by the CMU Jazz Lab 1 organization and under the direction of Rob Smith.
Thank you.
The piece you just heard was Yes or No by Wayne Shorter, arranged by Steve Owen, performed by the CMU Jazz Lab One, and under the direction of Rob Smith. Now, this next piece is called Pools by Don Grolnick.
Yes.
And arranged by John Fedchuk.
Right. Yeah, Don Grolnick was a great jazz piano player. He was well known in the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
He played a lot of fusion. He played with the Brecker Brothers and other fusion type bands.
Okay.
But he was just a great musician all the way around. He died fairly young in his 50s. But this arrangement was done for the Woody Herman Jazz Orchestra by John Fedchuk, great trombonist.
Oh, okay.
He's actually been a guest here a few
years ago.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I recognize the name. So does it feature a lot of trombone in the...
Well, it actually features saxophones and electric bass.
Oh, okay. Mostly. All right. Well, let's go ahead and listen to this. This is Pools by Don Grolnick and arranged by John Fedchuk, being performed by the CMU Jazz Lab One and under the direction of Rob Smith. Thank you. Pools by Don Grolnick, arranged by John Fedchuk, performed by CMU Jazz Lab 1, under the direction of Rob Smith, Director of Jazz Studies at CMU. Now, this next piece is Widow's Walk by Rick Margitza.
Yes.
And arranged by Dan Gailey.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that one, Rob.
It's a beautiful tune. It borders between a ballad and kind of a pop feel throughout the tune.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring a saxophone solo, one of our graduate students, Michael Hanna, is featured on this on tenor saxophone.
Okay.
Rick Margitza is a tenor saxophone player from Detroit originally, but he's been living in New York for 3 or 4 decades already.
Okay, yeah.
But he still comes back to Detroit once in a while.
Oh, good for him.
His family there. But Rick is a great saxophone player, and this is just a beautiful piece. Thank you.
The piece you just heard was Widow's Walk by Rick Margitza, arranged by Dan Gailey. The performers were in CMU Jazz Lab 1 and directed by Rob Smith. You're listening to Central Stage. I'm your host, Sue Gamble, and my guest is Professor of Jazz Studies at CMU, Mr. Rob Smith. Now, this next work is called A Warm Breeze by Sammy Nestico.
Yes, yeah, It's a classic Sammy Nestico style piece. He wrote a lot of music for the Count Basie band.
Okay.
The Count Basie Orchestra kind of adopted him as their main composer.
Really?
For many years.
Yeah.
And still, when the band plays, they play a lot of Sammy Nestico arrangements.
Is he still around, or is he gone, as far as you know?
I believe he's gone.
Okay.
I'm not really sure.
Okay. So this is a real big band kind of sound.
Yeah,
this,
the classic, piece. Classic style.
Classic style of big band. Well, let's listen to this. This is A Warm Breeze by Sammy Nestico, being performed by the CMU Jazz Lab 1 under the direction of Rob Smith.
Thank you.
A Warm Breeze by Sammy Nestico, performed by CMU Jazz Lab 1 under the direction of Rob Smith. This next work is The First Circle by Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays and arranged by Bob Kernow.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Metheny is a pretty famous,
very well-known,
very well-known guy.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
So tell us a little bit about this.
Pat Metheny, of course, the great jazz guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
He also played straight ahead jazz early on and then kind of went the fusion way. Does both really well.
Okay.
He hangs with the best, Herbie Hancock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, guys. Sure.
And he's still doing really well, plays concerts all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Very famous guy.
Yeah, and he's always been known for his unique compositions. This is one of them. The First Circle it's a feel that changes between swing and Latin and odd time signatures.
Yeah.
It feels like 11 in some parts.
Was it a challenge for the students?
Oh, it's always a challenge.
Yeah, play anything he does.
I think they really stepped up to the challenge.
Well, we are always remembering that we're an educational institution.
That's right,
so
yes.
It's preparing them to be able to do these kinds of things.
In addition, it requires that the saxophone players play their doubles, so they have to play flutes on this one.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, let's listen to this. This is The First Circle by Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays. It's arranged by Bob Kernow, and it is being performed by the CMU Jazz Lab 1 under the direction of Rob Smith.
Thank you.
The piece you just heard was The First Circle by Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays, arranged by Bob Kernow, performed by the CMU Jazz Lab 1 under the direction of Rob Smith. Now, this last piece we're going to listen to is The Script Has Flipped by Rob Killips.
Interesting title as well.
It is an interesting title.
Rob Killips is one of our graduate assistants here. He comes to CMU after having real-world experience in the professional world. So he has toured the world performing and wanted to come back and get his degrees. So we're glad he decided to come here. Very talented trombonist and is becoming quite a prolific jazz composer.
Oh, isn't that great?
And this is one of his tunes that he wrote last year for us. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, it's really nice to feature not only the ensemble, but a piece that is written by one of our students.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, let's listen to this. This is The Script Has Flipped by Rob Killips, being performed by the CMU Jazz Lab 1 under the direction of Rob Smith. The Script Has Flipped by Rob Killips, performed by the CMU Jazz Lab One under the direction of Rob Smith. We've been listening to music for Jazz Ensemble, and my guest has been Professor of Jazz Studies at Central Michigan University, Mr. Rob Smith. Thank you so much for sharing this wonderful concert with us, Rob.
Thank you, Sue. It's been fun.
It's, as always, it's a real joy, a real pleasure. I'm Sue Gamble, your host for Central Stage, wishing all of you the very best. We'll be right back.